Thank you for joining us this evening, this Thursday evening here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Brother Freedom has been having a special time with the Lord today. God spoke to him for a period of time, and we're just going to pray that the Lord will bring out all that needs to come out. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you, Lord, for the mighty Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that you do speak to your people, that you amplify, open up your word by the power of the Holy Ghost. You do all these and many more wonderful things beyond our understanding. We thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him tonight. And Lord, helping all that needs to be reproduced for the ears of the hearers to come out. We thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Lord, we welcome you into this place tonight. We adore you, Lord. We worship you, and we need you. We need your word to touch our lives, Lord, to change our hearts and our minds, Lord, to make us more like you. And we pray for your mighty anointing upon the word that's going to be spoken, Lord, and that you would open our ears to hear what you have to say. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless all of you out and throughout the world today, because I believe that we're living in a very special time. We're living a time that the Lord's about got our home built in heaven. He's got some wonderful things up there for all of us. We need this. It behooves us to seek him, put him first, because he's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. And I believe it's something we've got a great day ahead of us. But there is troubles in the land today. I watch probably almost all my TV watching is world problems. And there's problems in the world today. There's great difficulties. In Kansas, the state of Kansas tonight, there's homes burning down, fires that can't stop. And right within 200 miles, a couple hundred miles, and people flooded. Opposites. From 300 or 400 miles, you got one's just soaking wet, the other's dry, and wind, terrible winds. And then another part of our nation, tornadoes come today. And just went through, and it's real serious when they get that big. There's a lot of things. The Bible says in Timothy, and Apostle Paul wrote it, perilous times shall come. And the day asked the disciples, they asked Jesus, what shall we know when the end time is near? And he says, there'll be troublesome time. He gives all the different qualifications about the coming. It'll be, they'll go through wars, rumors of war, persecutions. All these things that hit us in the world today. But the time clock, the Bible says, I know in the time, now it's high time to wake out of sleep. So it's like us that we've been asleep for long. You know, when I get real sleepy at night, I like to go to sleep because then I don't, when I wake up, I'm really not with it for a while. You know, I'm just, did he look like I am? Maybe it's just because I'm getting old. But I'm sort of not totally awake when I wake up, you know, for a few minutes. I mean, I'm sort of transitioned. And we don't need to be in that transition. We need to be alive in the Lord. That transition is what's our problem, because we're going to take us time to prepare for his coming. We haven't got that time because it's in a split second he's coming. A split second. Years ago they said that it's hard to tell what a split second was, but it's just a fraction of an instant. It's there. But God has prepared a wonderful event. He's prepared this earth for that event. This earth was made, and I believe, his all his glory for us people. And that time, from the time that we're born, the time that we, our last day upon earth, is a time that we can choose either to serve him or to reject him. Some people don't reject, they don't do nothing. That's still rejection. Because we're all born in sin. And we have to, our self, as a little child, comes, you can see self in a little baby. He cries, you know, he wants attention. That's self. And we, as we get bigger, self gets bigger too. That's when any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's what the Bible says. Former things have passed away, behold, all things become new. So that should be our goal in life, is to make this work. What we're engaging ourselves in, it becomes not just a dream, but it's a reality. We're not just dreaming it. You know, like I said, I was waking up in a dream. No. It's reality. It's more than a dream. And I think a lot of us, it's like a dream. We just, well, it's going to happen sometime, but I'm not even going to think about that because, you know, that's a scary time, you know. You know, I'd rather not even think about it. But that's, we're to prepare, Bible says we're to prepare for eternity. But as written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them that love God. But God hath revealed them by His Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. So if the Spirit searches the deep things of God, then the Spirit has to be in God's processing. It has to be by His control, by His sovereign design. That it'll help us when we lose our way, that we can come to one that can know the way. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. He knows the way. He doesn't lost any. Now, we make it impossible for Him sometimes, but in Himself, He's part of God, and He doesn't make mistakes. And Jesus, we know, He's the most wonderful Savior that we could ever have. You know, we can't imagine the love that He shows for us. About 30 years ago, I had an encounter one night with Jesus, and I've never forgotten that. He loved me the most of anybody ever in that dream. It was the most. He asked me what I was hurting. He told me, he said, he loved me, and I knew he was so real. I mean, so above anything that I could imagine. Jesus had this great love that He had for mankind beyond our deepest dreams, our deepest things that we can think about. And He was always going to be there for us through life. The rest of my life, I could always depend that He would be with me. Even though I didn't see Him, He was going to be there. He's going to be in my corner. Which put Him and God the Father, God the Son with you and the Holy Ghost, you can't lose. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. We change. You hear this verse that Micah was said, thou will keep in perfect peace as mine is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. Where our trouble is we, ourself, comes into our heart and we don't think about a peace that can keep us. Our minds have to be stayed on the Lord. When we're thinking about ourselves, it's not most attention on ourselves. We become selfish. We become proud. We have the answer. We know it all. And these are all opposites of God's Spirit. The Holy Spirit and the righteousness and all these we've talked about in God's move, but He really zeroed in today about the key factor. And the way He starts out, it says, self has robbed many of my blessings, the blessings that I had for them. Self has become more important than the blessing that I had for them. What's happened, Satan's real smart. He knows more than we think he does. He's very alert, and he's thought out real well what would deteriorate God's people in itself. And the self fits in all these other things we've tried to describe about needing the Holy Spirit, and I'm this, and I need to pray. But self is the primary of the reason. That's the reason that causes us to not go in deeper with the Spirit. And self is something that we should have been destroyed when we met Jesus. The old man was to be put away and put on the new man. And the churches nowadays, they don't even say anything about it. And it's come to place now, God just showed me this about 45 minutes ago, on it, something that's really not from the Lord. It's by man's jurisdiction, and with that, they even want the gifts, because it's promoting self. It's all promoting self. And that's against God. It's self, hypnosis, hypnotizing ourselves in the Spirit. But in the first chapter of Romans, it says that God's eternal will reprobate mind. And that's going to take place. And it's coming is very, very short. It's coming very soon. We need to prepare because it's coming a day when many are not going to be ready. Another thing that's come to pass, there's having fires now. There's having tornadoes. There's having floods. They're having everything of the opposites all at the same time. It's impossible for these things to not have to be just by a natural cause. No. God has them in control. He says, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to examine ourselves. We're to seek Him and quit playing games. We're saying, do I need the Lord or shall I just do what I'm doing? But see, the world is so blinded, the church world is so blinded that self has got important. Self knows what's going to take place. Self's going to bring a great revival. Self's going to do the things that they think that God wants to do, but they realize that it's they're the ones, the leadership of these, all these self programs. It's so dressed, co-dressed with the attention of man that sees, he don't see no flaw in it, but God sees flaws all over. There's no move of the Spirit. There's no power coming against the principalities of the air. There's no focus on a good life. It's on having a life that they describe. But nothing's projected in holiness. Nothing is projected in a right attitude toward the Lord their God. Walking in victory. Walking in not in, in a sham, but it's walking in obedience. And that's where we're at. We're in a hard spot. And I believe before this, for the Friday the 28th comes, there's going to be something that's going to really happen. It's going to happen. Things is coming up now that they've never seen before. Never thought of. The floods, they don't know now when, if it will, it may be months that keeps freezing. And they're not sure because in April it's supposed to be, and they're still having freezing. And the fires, they think, well, you know, they should have been rain by now. There's nothing. And I've seen those houses burn down today. I mean, they had burned down and men were, people were frustrated and all these things happened because it is the day of the hour of the Lord that's coming. He's coming soon. Prepare for heaven. Prepare for eternity. Now hopefully we go to heaven, but if we need to prepare to stay out of the other place. The glory that God so puts His glory, the glory on His people. But self is one of the things that we should have taken care of many years ago when we was at the altar. Lord, I denounce. It tells us in Corinthians, I denounce the hidden things. Of darkness. I denounce them. It means I don't want them in my life no more. It's a hindrance for me. I want a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ that'll be so high, so glorious, so powerful that I will walk evermore in victory. Walk in the overshadow of God's glory upon me forever until I go eternally for heaven. We've lost that. We've lost that first love. We see no future in the things of God. Our future is in making us happy while we're here. And they denounced the hidden man and showed the hidden man within us. And the hidden man is very deceitful. He's not going to walk in victory. He's walking away from God. And we need to recuperate this day. Out there today in wherever you are in the world, we need to quit playing church. We need to get on fire because God's coming soon. He spoke to me about 3 hours this morning. He's coming soon. And we need to prepare because eternity is a long, long time. And we need to invest in the things that's going to be last. What lasts are the things from heaven. The thing this earth will vanish away very shortly. We need to take our investment out of this world and put it into eternal hope in heaven. We can rise in Him, in His glory, in His calling, in His understanding. The last list says, self likes to experiment with sin. And the feeling of sin. The feeling. But this is the bottom line. This will bring death. Oh, gosh. Jesus came that we might have life. He don't want us to have death. Death comes from the abyss. That's from the other side. And Jesus came that we might have more abundant life. So we might be freed from the old man, the slave of sin, the bondages, the thing that has us bound. That we might be raptured and set free with holiness. Having the power of God and His glory upon us. Clothing with the blessed power of God. The anointing that breaks the yoke. Walking in victory. Walking in His love. Walking in His calling. Walking His great umbrella of glory upon us. See, Christians should walk in that glory cloud. And we're not. We don't even know what the glory cloud is. The glory cloud is God's glory. He that dwells in the single place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of them. God's speaking over and over and over. We can't have words. We don't have words. Our words come from heaven. And we must seek Him or we're going to miss out. We're going to miss out on the eternal blessing. God's here to touch us, to touch us in a mighty way. And heaven's going to come very shortly. But the enemy will blind us. It's okay, because he don't care for us to get. He wants us to be defeated. He doesn't want us to win. But with Jesus, we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Greater is he who's in us than he is in the world. But a lot of times in life, we forget about that. We forget about all the power that God has given us. He will keep in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. You know, our minds will separate us. I've learned this here just the last year since I've had this stroke. It used to bother me in my mind. I can keep it. But I have trouble. It's because God made it this way, because I got to feel how everybody else is. It's tough because my mind wants to go back, and if I'm not careful, I'm back there thinking about that. But see, that's from the devil. I've got to keep my mind stayed upon the Lord. It doesn't pull me down. You go back and start daydreaming for just a second on some. No, get your mind to come out. Get out back on track. It's just like an engineer. He got to keep his hand on that every minute, so keep it, that train will keep going. And that's what we need about the Lord. We got to keep mind. His coming is so soon. We got to keep our mind on him. He will keep it in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on him because he's coming now. It's time to repair. It's time to quit dreaming. It's time to make business for God. Your eyes are on heavenly things, not on the earthly things. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we as God's people, it's a lie from Satan when we start daydreaming back even in our church things. God's coming soon. We need to have our eyes focused on a new horizon every day. We should be in the Word. Thou shalt keep in perfect peace. Mind stayed on thee because we trust in thee. Seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added. We need to stand upon the Word. If we can't stand on anything, stand on the Word. Be strong, Lord. The power might put you on the whole arm of God, that ye might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh. We wrestle not against these things in ourselves. But we need the power of God. We need to be strong, Lord, the power of might. We might put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand, and having done all to stand. But we have to stay our mind upon the Lord. The enemy comes to bring that darkness into ourselves. We lose vision of heaven. We lose vision. I'm on my way to another country. I'm on my way to a land I'm going to, and I'm leaving this land and this world. I'm coming out of this world. I'm going into a heavenly land. But there's a fight to be fight. Apostle, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, not to me only, to those that love his appearance. If we can lose faith, value of the coming of the Lord, we might miss it. I believe we have to. God made it us this way, where we got to focus in. He might come today. I'm prepared for, let me not be asleep when he comes. The Bible says it, the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the foolish, they didn't take no oil. But they was also asleep, I believe. And then they rose. They said, oh, would you sell us? And the other said, no, we don't. We can't sell you over oil, because unless we not be ready too. See, the wise were ready. They had their lamps trimmed, and they was ready, and they had, their focus was on the Lord. I remember here a few years ago, the Lord told me one day I was driving down the highway. He says, I want you to focus on something today. And just as I said, focus? He said, I didn't know what the word focus was. I see this car, it was a Focus Ford. I said, oh, I know what you mean. Focus, yes. It means getting your focus is on, the Lord says our focus is on him. Whatever thing that we're doing, it pertains to where we're headed. We're to lay aside all these weights and sin. When we're dreaming, we're to lay it aside. And our stargaze, whatever it needs, if we're our mind's taking them off, remove it. It's a hindrance. Lay aside every weight and sin is easy to set us, and let us run that race with patience. So it behooves us. We got to keep our mind stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to stay on him. And we got to take our guard on the Lord. It's like when you're in the military in Korea, you're on guard duty, or if you're on Colonel, you had to keep your mind on because it meant your livelihood. Well, that's what it is for us. We got to keep our mind upon the Lord. He's coming soon. But you know, the world, the church world doesn't see that. I heard him the other day. Oh, we're going to have, well, it's not going to get better. It's just like the days in the Old Testament. False prophets. They was prophesying for their own self. The Lord said, the Lord was against the false prophets. He is today too. But you see, the false prophets, they're people pleaser. And when we please people, it doesn't please the Lord. The Lord wants us to love one another, but we're to please Him. We work with our brother and sister, we love them, but we're to please the Lord. We're to seek His face. God sort of, you might say that's what, no, it's the way it should be. Because God is holy. We're not holy yet. We're working at it. He says, be still and know God. I believe that that is a key note. That's why we don't hear from Him. We're too busy in our engagement of this world. We're too engaged in we're too concerned about our livelihood. When the Lord says, it'll take care of itself. If we're really seeking first, if you leave it in His hand, it'll do better than when you become the manager. When you give it over to the Lord, the Lord proved it to me. Right now I'm saying about a year ago or so when I had my stroke, it's been different because the Lord just wanted me. I was too hard on people. I thought no one should be able to back up. But I found out it's tough when you don't have all your things together. And I feel for people. I used to didn't feel for them like I do now. Because I really felt that we were supposed to put everything we had in, but there's some people, I guess, that don't have it, and I should have been a little bit more, and I have to say, more understanding, somewhat, and that's so we have to keep our eyes upon the Lord. He will keep in perfect peace, whose eyes, and mind, and thoughts, and all of our being is stayed on Him. In perfect peace. That's perfect peace. No troubles. No fakers. All genuine. Genuine ideas. Genuine products of God the Father. We're a product of our Heavenly Father. We're products of Him because we're His children. We're going to a city whose maker and builder is God. We're coming to a new Jerusalem. Heaven and earth passed away, but His word will never pass away. He's coming soon, and we need to be ready. You need to be ready tonight, and self needs to not be in operation in your life. God needs to put Him first, seek His kingdom, and then all these other things will take care of itself. We need to come out from among them, be separate, said the Lord, and touch off the unclean thing, and He shall receive us. And He'll be a father unto us. A father. Think what a father does. A father is a provider. He's their safety, policeman, whatever they need, their doctor, their God is our caretaker for life itself and for eternity. And if we can just leave it for just a few minutes and say, Lord, I'll leave my hands on, if you just try it for an hour, try it for another hour. Try it till you can stay in that groove. I'm going to keep my mind stayed upon the Lord. At least every once in a while, like the ball comes up, I'll keep me in perfect peace. Lord, I'm down here thinking that, oh Lord, help me rise above it. It's like when Peter started sinking, his eyes stayed upon on Jesus, he could walk in the water. As soon as the eyes got fastened on those waves, he began to sink. That's what we are. We gotta keep our eyes back up. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from down here. When we get our eyes down here, we start sinking. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deep we stay within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, saved am I. Because God wants to keep us safe as we keep our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and life. And we have a cause. I need to stay in tune with God. You know, it's like, in closing, it's like having an infantry outfit and they lose communication. It's hard for them to last any length of time because you need communication to keep you in connection with your unit. And our unit is the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Spirit of God. We need to keep our connections tight all the time and the process. He will keep the imperfect peace. His mind is stayed on them because he trusted me today out there in the world. If you don't know the Lord, you need to know him as your personal Savior. You need to accept him and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the way, the truth, and life. And there is no other way. There is no other name that you can give under heaven whereby you can be saved only through the love of Jesus. Jesus will help you this day. He'll perfect you. He'll help you to walk in victory. He'll help you to walk in his counsel, in his direction. His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to cry. You call on him, he'll answer you and show you great and mighty things. This night I pray that you'll bless your people this way. A blessing from above. Help your people. Strengthen them this night. Fortify them with that power, for that anointing. Give them the strength that they'll be able to stand. And having the knowledge, give them courage this night. Give them a place of obedience is better than sacrifice. Oh, Lord, help your people in a mighty way. Cleanse them, touch them, overtake them in a mighty power. Let them rise above what they're facing. Let them rise and lift their eyes in heaven tonight on heavenly things. Father, just pray that you bless your people in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Brother Clint, would you close this service out in prayer? Amen. Bless all of you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Father, we truly thank you for your wonderful goodness and thank you that you're our Father who takes such good care of us, Lord. We just put our hand in yours and we trust you. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior, the Holy Ghost, our Comforter. In Jesus' name, amen.